Thus says the Lord God Almighty, even the Lord of hosts, woe unto the woeful nations that seek counsel against the Lord, that say, we shall restore all things unto God's people. But in their hearts, they seek to defile my holy place, even my sanctuary, to cause an abomination of desolation. I will gather these nations to the valley of my decision, and in that day, they shall know that I am God, says the Lord God Almighty. And we know that the nations are seeking counsel against God. How we know these things? Because they're devising their one world government, the one world religion, and the one world financial system. And the main people that are leading this is you have Donald Trump, you got Elon Musk, you got the Pope, and you got Putin. And together, you know, they're coming up with a system that will end basically that most nations, all the nations of the world, will no longer be sovereign nations, that there will be one nation, that they have one leader with 10 different regions. Different leaders are appointed over 10 different regions, you know, according to the will and according to their working. But we also know that these things are not of God. You know, that God has appointed Jesus Christ as the only king that will rule over the whole earth, and that these things are predestined, and that Jesus Christ will reign for 1,000 years. You know, but people are saying, you know, in their hearts, well, you know, people's been saying that forever, that the day of the Lord is going to come. Yes, people have been saying that forever, because you got to remember, the Bible strictly tells you one day is as 1,000 years with the Lord, and 1,000 years as 1 year. So God's not going to do it in men's time. He's going to do it in God's time. And that day has already been appointed, and nobody knows the time or the season but the Lord God Almighty. Not even the angels in heaven. They don't know. God has appointed this time to himself, because he has searched out the hearts of men, and he knows that men will not turn from their evil ways. So he's appointed us or allotted us a certain amount of time to get right, and from that time on, God will rain down his judgment on this earth. He will rain down his judgment on the earth, upon all nations, upon all the kings of the earth, because these men, in their hearts, they already know what they want to do. And the main reason that most of these countries are in the Middle East is because of the natural resources. And God has put it in their heart to do so, that he might gather them that day. That, you know, they think they're going to go against Israel. They think they're going to go over there to control the land. But in the end, God had put it in their heart that he might gather them to the day of his retribution. Because the sin that's in the land, because they have led people astray, because they have forsaken the covenants of God. And God will make men pay for their evil ways. We will pay, as in times past, when God destroyed the whole world before, the same sin is in the land. It's covered the whole earth. Every corner of the earth is filled with sin, because we know what the Bible says about these things. We know, okay? The Bible said, this also know, that in the last times, perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection. You know, they'll look at you and think, you know, because, you know, you're with a woman, that something is wrong with you. You know, if people's hearts are cold one toward another, you know, there's no real love and compassion in the earth anymore. Incontinent, you know, meaning that people have no self-control. People react. You got road rage. You got people that would murder you, I mean, on a drop of the dime. You know, there was an 80-year-old veteran the other day that got killed because of a parking space. This guy literally beat him to death over a parking spot. And you think God is not going to judge these things? He will judge these things, but in God's time. And that's the thing that we don't realize about God's time. Because when that cup of iniquity is full, and then it's running over, then God's wrath has to be poured out. And that means that anger will be great. It will be seething. Nothing will escape the wrath of God. Fierce. Despisers of those that are good. Because you say you're going with God, then they're going to look at you like something's wrong with you. Traitors. Heady. High-minded. Lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. And the Bible says, having a form of godliness, but denying the power of God. He said, from such turn away. Get away from them, because they will corrupt you. They will corrupt you. God don't want us among them. The Bible said, don't be unequally yoked with unbelievers. He don't want us tied to them. We got to shun such things. He said, for sort, they are the kind that creep into the houses, that lead captive silly women laden with sin, led away captives with divers lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. And that's what I'm saying. People don't want the truth. It's not that they don't have the intelligence to receive the truth. They don't want the truth. Because that's not the knowledge that they're seeking of. They're not seeking the knowledge of God. They're seeking the things of the world. That's why they can be led astray by Trump, Putin, Elon Musk, and the Pope. And we know what their design is. The Spirit has already revealed it. They're going to get all these religions together. It don't matter who you serving, and they're going to turn it into one world religion. They're going to get the Buddhists. They got to get, you know, the people, the Hinduism people, you know. They're going to get the Catholics. They're going to get the witch doctors. They're going to get the sorcerers. And all these people that worship devils, and they're going to put them into the same religion, because they say we all serving the same God anyway. Lies. No, we not. There's only one true living God. One true living God and his Savior, Jesus Christ. And he's the only one worthy to be praised and to be worshiped. By his hand, he created all things. He created the heavens and the earth by his word. And if I've said in every message, that word will not fail. That word is life. It's hope. It is redemption. It is only by God's hand shall these things be accomplished. Not by Putin, not by Trump. It is by the hand of the Almighty God. Because he is God. And nothing's going to stop him from reigning and being worshipped. He will have his day. He will have his day in the valley of decision. And in that hour, the Bible said, the sun will be dark and the moon will refuse to shine, and all the stars will fall from heaven. And then in that moment, Jesus will appear to subdue all things under his dominion. Even as he told the apostles in that day when he ascended in heaven from Mount Olives, he said, the angels actually appeared after Jesus had ascended. And he said, in like manner also shall this Jesus reappear in that day of judgment. And he will stand upon Mount Olives to declare that the world is under his rule. And he will rule with a rod of iron according to the word of God. This is an everlasting word. This is an everlasting word. Even though the world currently is going after all these things, and you got to remember, the one thing about Donald Trump, he always says what he's going to do. He's always tell you what he's going to do, okay? So that way, when he's in office and he's already told us all these things he's going to do, he's going to do it. He already told you he wants to be a dictator. But yet people go after them because they're blind. They can't see. They can't see. Donald Trump is not the savior of America. He's the one that's going to lead America into condemnation by God's hand. Because these people seek after the things of Satan. They lust for power. And that's what they go after. And when you lust for power, the devil will come and give it to you. Because he knows that's what they want. That's what they want. These are the vices of Satan. But yet people willingly follow these people. Even though God is right there calling us. You know, if you look at the Bible and you see the things that are written in there, these are pure things. These are holy things. You understand? God is showing us how to live, how to live with each other on the earth. The Bible said it's just two commandments. God ain't got but two. Love the Lord thy God with all your heart and love your neighbor as yourself. Because if you love God and if you love your neighbor as yourself, you will do no harm to no one. The whole law is based on those two commandments. It's not based on rituals. You understand? It's based on faith and trust and living before God and doing no harm to one another. You understand? It's a very simple thing, very simple task. Very simple task. I'm not saying that road is easy because the Bible tells you God's way is not an easy way. It's not an easy way, but it's the right way. It's the right way. It will save your soul from perdition, from entering into hell, because we know that that's eternal. And God wants us to avoid the second death, which is eternal torment forever and forever, being separated from God throughout eternity. That is the second death. The second death. The first death came when Adam and Eve ate off the fruit of the garden that God told them not to. And Satan lied to them, just like he's lying to people now, saying, "You will not surely die. God will not do that to you." Oh, yes, he will. Because he's given us the prophets. He's given us Jesus Christ. And his word is plain. Seek after the things of the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and you shall live. And the soul that does not do this shall die the second death. You will die in your sins and stand before God in the day of your judgment. In the Bible, lets us know that the devil also will be cast into the lake of fire. Him, the false prophet, the beast, they all will be cast into the lake of fire because they have turned men's hearts away from God. This has been the will of these sorcerers, these people that control the world behind the scene. This has been their will forever and ever, is to turn people away from God through the devil's devices. That's why we have all these things now to occupy us, to keep us away from God. We have all the distractions necessary that we will not focus on God. But God is still calling out to the nations. He's calling out to every nation to see who has an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. God is calling, and he wants to see, because we're in woeful times. The Bible said, "Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth. The great and terrible day of the Lord is at hand." It's at hand. Judgment is here. Judgment is here, and America will fall. She will tumble. She will crumble. All of her retribution will come in one day. God said in one day, because this nation is lifted up against God. America is lifted up in pride. She thinks no harm will come to her. She thinks she's safely just going through. But God will bring her down at that moment, in the moment of God's judgment. She will crumble. She will fall. And all the world will know. And the Bible said the smoke of her torment will reach even up to heaven, because God has destined it to be so. God has predestined it to be so. So if anybody have an ear to hear, let them hear. God wants us to turn away from the world and the things that are in the world that are driving us away from the living God. We must turn. Our salvation is in Jesus Christ. Our hope is in Jesus Christ. Deliverance is in Jesus Christ. But we must repent and turn away from our wicked ways. Turn. We must turn. Turn away from the present situation and the sin that's in the land, that we not be caught up in these things, and that we're also mindful that God is always there. He's a very present help in the time of trouble. We're living in troubled times. This is the time to seek God is now. The time to turn to God is now. And we must turn away from our evil ways. He's beckoning us with his arms. He's calling us unto repentance. Because these things will come to pass. Whether you believe it or not, it don't matter. Whether you believe, they will come to pass. Because God said it. He said it, and it will happen. And the Spirit bears witness that these things are the truth. God's Spirit bear witness. We must turn today. That way we don't succumb to the wickedness that's about to befall America. Because their plan is to make America a communistic state. That she will no longer be a sovereign nation. That she will be one of the first nations to be a part of this worldwide government system. The plans are already in place. Listen to what I'm telling you. The plans are already in place. They have the people in place to perform all the will of Satan. It's there. It's laid out. It's laid out. And people are going to see real soon what this man, Donald Trump, is all about. What he's all about. You understand? Because if you look at Donald Trump and you see, think about Donald Trump for 1 second. Bear with me. Let me open your eyes to something about Donald Trump. There's no way that man should be president of the United States. He's a convicted felon. He tried to storm, he got people to storm the Capitol, which is treason. Under the Constitution, you can't run for president if you have those two things. He's a convicted felon, convicted felon. And the Bible tells us in Revelation that one of the heads of this world government system will be wounded out to death, that he would be wounded to death, okay? And that his deadly wound was healed. Politically, Donald Trump was dead. He was dead. But what happened through all this, the man has actually gotten stronger. And nobody on earth can understand how that happened. How did this man become president of the United States again after all the things he's done and after what he told people he would do, and he's going to actually do it, but they still could not resist the temptation of voting for this man? Think about that for a second. That's a new kind of evil. that's presenting itself in the earth. It's evil like you've never seen before. Like you've never seen before. But people don't believe it. But God is going to show America and he's going to show the world that these people are not of God. That they're not of God. And you can follow after these people and be deceived if you want to. But the word of God will stand. It's the truth. And it will endure forever and ever and ever. And God doesn't work in men's time, like I said before. He don't work in men's time. There's a day appointed. There's a day appointed that all men will face the judgment seat of God. There's an appointed time. And God don't rush because he know he got an appointed time. He's not going to do it just because you want him to do it. Because you say, well, it hadn't been done. It hadn't been done in 2,000 years. They've been saying that. Well, yeah, they've been saying it because it's the truth. Again, a day is as 1,000 years with God and 1,000 years at one day. And he will come and he will appear and the earth will be judged. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth. The great and terrible day of the Lord is at hand. It's at hand. Judgment is here. Judgment is here. And America will fall. She will fall. She will crumble. Babylon the Great will crumble. She will fall all in one day. Father, we thank you for your word. In Jesus' name, amen.